from these $25,000 you keep your money, which is $250, then you have to return back our money, which is $24,750. All right.
Okay.
I doing anything with my computer?
I don't think so.
Yes, I do. I know that you did something with my computer.
No, I didn't.
Hey, what's going on, everybody? Progy with Scammer Payback. Really excited for this part two video. We're dealing with our wonderful friend Prahlad again. And as you saw in the first part of the video, or the first video that we did with Prahlad, we were on his, we're actually on his phone, watching him scam us. We get onto his Anydex a second time. So this was, the first call was the first day, and then we get on a second time and deal with him. Delete a lot of files, and there are a lot of salty scammer tears. So get your cup ready, collect all those tears, and have a nice cheers of scammer tears. So let's get into it.
Yes, hello.
Yes, ma'am, are you there?
Is Kelvin there?
Yes, ma'am, this is Kevin, the computer guy. You remember me?
I think so. I maybe had talked to you the other day.
Yes, ma'am. So first
what
of all,
this,
I wanted to go
in
ahead
regards
and
be... to?
Ma'am, this call is in regards to your computer. As I already told you that the IP address of your computer has been compromised with some foreign IP addresses.
Yes, that's what
and,
we were talking
and due
about.
To, and ma'am, due to that, whatever data do you have in your computer is totally hacked by the hackers, and they are downloading lots of unwanted errors and the warning reports and the viruses in your computer.
Wait, was
so
I talking to you last night?
Yes, ma'am, yes.
Okay.
So, ma'am, first of all, as I want you to go ahead and be in front of your computer for a moment so that I can go ahead and show you the problem.
You don't sound as tired as you were yesterday.
No, ma'am, no problem. Ma'am, as I want you to go ahead and be in front of your computer
so
for
you
a moment
to
so that I can go ahead.
Anydex again?
Yes. Go ahead and turn it on.
Okay.
Babu, customer aa rahe hain, thoda der mein call kar rahe hain. Ma'am, can you hear me?
Yes, who's Babu?
Ma'am, Babu is one of our, one of my colleagues. All right, ma'am.
No.
So now, first of all, go ahead and turn on your computer and open your Anydex. Now click on accept. You see accept came on your screen?
No, I didn't. Hold on, honey.
You see option
honey, hold on. You're going too fast. Who's Prahlad?
Yes. This is me.
Oh, that's your
click
name?
On accept. No, ma'am. My name is Kevin, not Prahlad.
But I thought it was Prahlad.
Ma'am, it's our senior certified technician.
Okay,
mine
says it's waiting for accept. You got to hit accept, honey.
All right, granny. So now, look at the extremely right-hand side bottom corner of your computer screen. Can you see you are successfully connected to the Microsoft IT department?
Hold on, honey.
Look at here, at the right-hand side bottom corner of your screen.
Yes, I see. Well, hold on.
See,
honey, hold on. My granddaughter's text me. Give me 2 seconds, okay? Just hold on,
right.
Honey. Just give me 2 seconds.
All right.
Hold on. Honey, are you having a good day?
No, not yet.
Why? Why not?
Because I'm waiting for you since long time.
I didn't mean
to. No problem.
You know?
Yes. And ma'am, are you living alone or with, you are staying with your family?
Well, I live alone.
Oh, that's good. All right, ma'am. So now, first of all, what I'm going to do, I'm going to show you the problem which are occurring in your computer, all right? All right, ma'am. So now, just give me a moment. Actually, your computer is working a little bit slow. That is why it's taking time, but you don't have
to. Right.
But you don't have to worry about it, ma'am. After today, your computer will run as a brand new machine, all right?
Oh, that's very kind of you, honey.
Ma'am, let me tell you something, ma'am. Those one red color error, it happens to contain somewhere around 700 to 800 viruses on it. And
wait,
they
how
have
many?
An ability, 700 to 800 viruses on it, and they have an ability to keep on multiplying by itself whether your computer is on or off, all right?
Oh my lord.
So first of all, what I'm going to do, I'm going to just close out this page because this page is no longer safe for your computer. So now I'm going to show you the active connection of your computer, all right?
Okay.
So madam, these are the local IP addresses through which you use your internet, ma'am. And if you just have a look over here, can you see these foreign addresses?
Yes. How did you see all of these?
Ma'am, I'm going to show you the problem, ma'am, because we are over here technicians, ma'am. So now these are the foreign IP addresses who are currently connected to your computer, ma'am. If you just have a look at the state, can you see all of them are got established in your computer? Can you see?
Yes.
So now over here, what I'm going to show you that how we got to know about your problem, all right? All right, ma'am. So now at the bottom, can you see? What is this? Transmit failed general failure. Can you see that?
Right. Yes.
And ma'am, if you just have a look over here, can you see packet sent 4, received 0, lost 4, 100% lost. Can you see that?
Yes.
Ma'am, that means, ma'am, we are trying to send you a regular security updates on your computer, but your computer didn't receive any kind of security updates from our end.
Is it because of something that I did?
No, ma'am. It's not your fault, not your computer's fault. Actually, there are some issue on the server.
That is the reason.
No, ma'am, it's not your fault. So, ma'am, this is the reason your computer get hacked. So, that is the reason your computer didn't receive on-time security updates on your computer. Your computer get hacked. And now, let me go ahead and show you, like, how many people are currently connected to your computer, all right?
Okay, I'm kind of nervous.
You don't have to worry about anything, Granny. I'm calling you just to solve all your problems. You don't have to worry about anything, Granny, all right?
Okay, honey. How did you learn how to do all this stuff, by the way?
We were a senior certified technicians on Microsoft. So, ma'am, first of all, tell me, like, a part of this computer, how many devices do you have? Do you have any other computer or any laptop or anything?
Just have this one.
All right, ma'am. So, but if you just have a look over here, can you see current connection?
Yes, I see that.
Yes, ma'am. That means 10 other people are currently connected to your computer, ma'am.
Are you serious? That many?
Yes, ma'am.
Oh, my gosh.
10 other people are connected to your computer, ma'am. If you just have a look over here, can you see router solicitations, router advertisement, neighbor solicitations? That means, ma'am, with the help of your IP address, they are also trying to send unwanted solicitations and unwanted advertisement to your neighbor IP address as well. They also want to hack the IP address of your neighbor IP address as well with the help of your IP address.
They're trying to hack me?
They already hacked you with the help of your IP address. They are also trying to send unwanted solicitations and unwanted advertisement to your neighbor IP address as well, just to hack their IP address. What I am going to do, I'm going to run a quick scan on your computer, and with the help of this scan, we will get a response from our main server, like what is actually happened with the computer. All right.
Okay. And how long does that take?
It will hardly take 2 to 3 minutes to scan.
Okay.
Can you see this? Most of the services which is provided by the Microsoft Corporation has stopped working in your computer. Can you see that, madam?
Yes.
Once again, I am going to run a quick scan on your computer.
I thought you said something else. Okay. All right.
And with the help of this scan, we will get a response from our main server, like what needs to be done in order to get this computer fixed. All right.
Okay.
All right, ma'am. Just give me a moment. Let me run a scan. And once the scan has stopped, then we will get a response, like what needs to be done in order to get this computer fixed up. All right.
Okay, honey.
All right, ma'am. Can you see the scan has started?
Yes. That Prahalad name is beautiful. That's not your name, though, honey, Kevin. Not Prahalad.
No.
Okay.
Ma'am, I already shown you the hackers. The response came from Microsoft. Microsoft has failed to install
the latest version of security services, so customer is eligible to get a compensation of $250. Okay, I'll go for that. Oh, hold on. Compensation and refund operation, March 20. That's from a long time ago. That's well over a year ago. As a part of the settlement, the company paid $10 million. So I'm getting $10 million today?
No, ma'am. You are getting. Hold on. Let me show you. You are getting a compensation of $250. All right.
Okay.
Of $250 from our end. So now I would request you to go ahead and click on claim your compensation. All right, ma'am. So now, as I want you to go ahead and select the name of your bank, that whichever bank that you bank with.
The Bank of America's First Baptist Bank. Do I need to log in?
Yes, ma'am. You have to log in into your online banking so that I can go ahead log in myself as well. We bank with Chase Bank, ma'am. First of all, let me show you, ma'am. Can you see at the top? It says connection is secure. All right, so you don't have to worry about anything, ma'am. Right now you are connected to the Microsoft IT department by itself. Can you see that?
Yeah, I see that. Yeah, the Microsoft department.
Just give me a moment, all right.
Okay, what is it? Yeah, it says this site is for demonstration purposes only. What is that?
All right, ma'am. So now we successfully log into our account as well. So I'm going to transfer the fund. Ma'am, are you handy with the pen on paper?
I'm not, but if you need me to be handy, I will.
All right, ma'am. Go ahead and, first of all, go ahead and take pen and paper.
Okay.
All right, ma'am. So you want the money in your money market account, correct?
Yes, yes.
Ma'am, first of all, let me tell you something, ma'am. I talked to my financial team and he said we can only transfer the fund into your checking or into your saving.
Okay, checking's fine.
Are you there, ma'am?
Yes, I'm back. What are you doing on the computer?
Hold on.
What is it that you're typing? You're clicking around doing stuff? What is all this?
Hold on.
What's all this nonsense on here?
Ma'am, go back to your router.
Go back again? I've been to the router 4 times back. Okay, I'll be right back.
Go back to your router.
Okay, honey, I'm back. Why are you in my Roth IRA?
Ma'am, you have to, when you're in front of a router, I want you to type in something.
Wait, how do you type something into the router?
Ma'am, I'm giving you some number. You have to confirm you from the router.
Okay, what's the number?
First of all, go to your router.
Or do you need me to bring the computer with me, or do you need...
No, don't bring it with you.
Okay, what do I need to...
Just be on the pen and paper and go in front of the router.
Prahalad! Nothing's happening over here, Prahalad! Prahalad! I can't see anything!
Prahalad, could you hear me saying your name? And what are you writing on the computer? Transfer? What is this? What are you typing?
Hold on, ma'am. So now we successfully transfer the fund into your account, all right? Ma'am, but by mistakenly, there is some problem has been taking place over here. We transfer the fund into your checking account.
Well, let me check and see. Would you click on my checking? I don't see anything. It just says a transfer.
Hold on.
What do you mean, hold on? Hold on, honey. I'm going to go back to the router. Something's messing up.
All right, ma'am. So now, can you see transfer has been taking place?
Yes, I see that.
A technical glitch has been taken place over here, and instead of $250, we sent you a $25,000, ma'am.
Prahalad, why would you do that?
Ma'am, who is Prahalad? Why are you always asking for Prahalad?
You're Prahalad, aren't you, or no? Oh, you're Kevin.
No, I'm not Prahalad. I'm Kevin.
Well, who's Prahalad? He's on my computer.
Ma'am, Prahalad is our financial manager.
From this $25,000, you keep your money, which is $250, and you have to return back our money, which is $24,750, all right?
Okay.
So, first of all, ma'am, tell me, like, do you have any grocery stores near your house, like a Walmart or...
Yes, I do.
Which grocery stores do you have near your house?
Gosh, I'm so nervous now. What? I didn't mean to. I don't want to get in trouble with the law.
Let me tell you something. Once you are successfully return back our money, then if according to U.S. Government Law Act 1932, if any company sent you any extra amount or anything, so if you return back our money, then the customer is eligible to get additional compensation from our end, which is minimum 5% of the extra amount goes to your account.
Wait, what is it called? The U.S. Government Act of 1942?
U.S. Government Act Law 1932 Act, ma'am, if any company send you any extra amount, then in order to return the money, ma'am, if you are eligible
eligible to get additional compensation from our end, which is only depending on your contribution, like how helpful you are in order to return us our money, all right?
Well, I would say I'm very helpful.
So I'm going to help you out with the account details of our company's account details. So you need to go ahead and give that account details to your banks and tell them that you have to transfer the fund, all right?
Okay. Well, I'm in my birthday suit, honey. I need to put clothes on before I would go to the bank.
Do one thing, first of all, from that $24,000, you return me $4,000 through card, then I will give you account details. On that account, you have to transfer $20,000, all right?
Okay, now, well, I can go get the cards. I just need you to text me the address. Is it an address or what is it I need to send money to?
All right, ma'am, so now what do you need to do? You need to go to the wall screen. Over there, you have to go to you have to go inside the store and you have to go to the gift card section and you have to buy a gift card of $500 gift card,
okay.
9 gift cards of $500, all right?
Are you
9
serious?
Gift card of, yes, ma'am, I am serious. So, ma'am, I want you to go there on Walmart and if they ask you, like, for what reason you are purchasing these gift cards, just simply tell them that I am going to give these gift cards to my grandchildren, all right? All right, once you reach the parking lot, just let me know.
Okay, honey. Get out of the way, you idiot. Goodness gracious. Sorry.
Hello?
Hello?
Yes, are you there?
Yes, I'm almost at the store. Perlada, how much?
You have to get 9 cards of $500. 9 gift cards of $500.
Okay, 9 of them. Okay, should I put you on mute?
Yes, put me on mute.
Okay, Perlada, I'll be right back.
But why you are saying Perlada? Mother Chod.
Hello.
Hello.
Is Prahlad there?
Yes, ma'am. This is not Prahlad. This is Kevin.
Hi, Kevin. Okay, I'm driving home right now.
Ma'am, you got the cards?
Yes, I got Google Play cards.
All right, and now look at the back of the cards, ma'am. You see there's a scratch panel?
Oh, yeah, I'm driving, though, honey. I can't look at the back of the card.
All right, first of all, drive safely and go back to the home.
Okay.
So you reached home, ma'am?
So Fardeen is the guy that was on his phone. So we were on his phone last
Hello?
Night. Fardeen is the one who he was text messaging last night.
Hello?
Who are you texting? You're always texting somebody.
Ma'am, one of my customers is texting me.
Oh, okay. So it's not Fardeen?
No. Who is Fardeen? Why were now asking for Palad and Fardeen? Who is that? I don't know who the hell is there.
I'm a psychic. I told you that the other day. I could sense things. So I'm sensing a name of Fardeen and Prahlad. So you don't know of Fardeen?
No, I don't know about them.
Okay.
And stop talking to me about them. I don't like it.
Why? These are the names that the spirits are telling me as I'm driving. I can't not channel these names that are coming through. There's a Prahlad and there's a Fardeen.
I don't know who the hell they are. So stop talking to me about them. All right.
Yeah, it's coming. He's got short hair. There's a Fardeen. He's like right. He's sitting next to me in the passenger seat of the car. Okay, honey, I'm back at the house. You need me to go in front of the computer?
Yes. Yes.
Okay. After we're done with the cards, could you put Prahlad on the phone?
Yes, I can.
Is that your brother?
But I don't know who the hell is Prahlad.
Your name is Prahlad? I thought you said your name was Kevin.
Yes.
Oh,
I'm
so
Kevin.
You're Prahlad. Hi, Prahlad. I thought you said your name was Kevin.
My name is Kevin. Ma'am, listen to me very carefully. Why are you doing this kind of stuff?
I'm trying to redeem the card for you, right?
Ma'am, you don't have to do anything, ma'am. I'm here for you. Stop doing this.
Prahlad.
Hello.
Were you talking to Babu again?
Ma'am, first of all, I didn't understand what the f*** you are trying to do. Stop doing this.
Okay, well, how about you tell me what happened to your computer?
Nothing.
Are you sure?
Yes. Are you doing anything with my computer?
I don't think so.
Yes, I do. I know that you did something with my computer.
No, I didn't.
You are a hacker or a scammer, what?
Why would you try to tell me that there's fake viruses on my computer and then tell me that I owe you $25,000? How about you have all of your files gone for trying to steal money from an old person.
I don't want to take any money from you.
Yes, you do. And your files are gone.
How did you do that?
Because I'm Vivian Helen Veronica Rogers, and you do not mess with old people. Do you hear me? How dare you do this to somebody of my stature? I have a certain set of skills, and you have no files left.
Why would you do that, ma'am?
Why would you try to steal from me?
I'm so sorry about it.
No, you're not.
Yes, ma'am.
I heard what you said in Hindi as well about me.
What did I say about you?
You said the MF word about me. And I know that you were talking on WhatsApp with your friend when you were on my computer on your phone yesterday. I was watching you. And you're from Kolkata, and you have a Samsung device.
How do you know that?
Why would you try to do this to unsuspecting old people?
So sorry, I will not do this again. So sorry about it, ma'am. Don't do anything with me. And if you can, please give me all my files, ma'am. Please, I'm requesting you, ma'am.
No.
Ma'am, I'm catching your leg. Please don't do this, ma'am.
You're trying to steal $25,000 and you're worried about a couple files. Well, you're actually worried about like tens of thousands of files. But still, how dare you do this to somebody? And you're cussing under your breath about me. I heard what you said about me. And now you want to apologize.
So sorry, ma'am.
You should be ashamed of yourself.
Yes, I'm really ashamed of myself.
No, you're not.
Yes, ma'am. Please forgive me, ma'am.
No. Look how bad this is. Look at this. Microsoft has failed to install your version. We owe you $250, and you're going to try to take $25,000 from me? You don't mess with somebody who loves Bobby Flay like I do. Look at those jeans. He fits into those jeans like a glove, and you're going to try to steal money from me. I would be ashamed if I were you. Are you talking to Ferdine right now on the phone? Tell him what happened. Tell me who Ferdine is. Oh, you got off a TeamViewer too, huh? I know you're there, Prahlad. And why does Ferdine have SF at the end of his name?
And there we go, y'all. Another successful scam bait. File deletion. A lot of chaos on the scammer's computer. And he probably has thought twice and wants to quit and never do this again after dealing with us. So bye-bye, Prahlad. Bye-bye, files. And hopefully you never do this again if you've learned your lesson and that scamming is not the way to go. Okay, buddy? So anyway, hope you liked that one. We've got some more file deletions. We've got some more really cool videos. I don't know which ones are going to be popping up, but probably pretty popular ones. Check those out if you haven't watched them. Keep this thing rolling. Again, make sure you like and subscribe. That'll be really, really cool. And comment as well. I love reading the comments. Hit that bell notification because we do stream about 3 or 4 times a week. So much content continuing to come out, and I appreciate it so much. Thanks. Bye.